What's most interesting about financial markets as the week gets set to close out is the fact that there really has been no negative response to this week's inflation reads, not only in the US, but around the globe. These reads continue to show upwards pressure. The line from central banks has been that inflation is transitory, but the longer we go with inflation continuing to trend higher, the more this should compromise the credibility of central banks. The key takeaway, of course, is that the higher inflation, if not transitory, becomes a headache that central bankers don't want to confront because it means the need to be thinking about rates going up sooner than later, which means investors are no longer as happy about holding their investment in an already frothy equity market. Of course, high stocks is at the foundation of a strategy meant to keep global sentiment propped up until everything get back on sound footing post the financial markets crisis of 2008. So if there is a disruption that would undermine this strategy to keep sentiment propped up by way of higher stocks, it could open the door to a massive rotation out of stocks, which would in turn open a rapid deterioration in global sentiment. At the moment, however, the magic trick is still working and investors are still believing that inflation is seemingly transitory. How long this will last, we do not know, but we continue to highlight the tremendous risk associated with rising inflation in 2021. That's all for now.